Good morning, and let's begin with prayer.
早晨好，让我们以祷告来开始。
Lord, we thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
We thank you for the promise of eternal life.
我们为永生的盼望应许感谢。
As we study today, encourage us with the great hope that you have for us.
真的是当我们学习你话语的时候，求你为了让我们因为那极大的盼望，心里就是充满鼓励，求你来鼓励我们的心。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you that we will not meet the next 2 weeks.
先讲一下下两个星期没课。
I am planning to finish up this section today.
今天我们要把使徒行经讲完。
And then we're going to begin looking at a new topic.
然后之后我们会开始一个新的系列。
It is possible that I'll do one more session on the Apostles' Creed. I haven't yet decided.
还有可能我在使徒行经再讲一次，但是还没决定。
But regardless, we won't meet for the next 2 Mondays.
但是不管怎么样，下两次是没课的。
We are looking at the last article of the Creed.
我们现在看使徒信经的最后一部分。
The resurrection of the body and the life everlasting.
我信身体复活，我信永生。
Last time I focused on the resurrection of the body.
上一节课，我的重点是身体复活。
Today, I want to focus on the life everlasting.
今天我想集中看我信永生。
What does that everlasting life look like?
这个永生看的是像什么样呢？
I told you last time that it seems to me that many people have an idea of everlasting life as...Maybe an eternal church service.
我上次提到好多人对永生的这个印象就是那是一个永远的一个教会的崇拜。
That we will leave earth, we will go somewhere outside of space.
我们会离开地球到外太空的什么地方。
And we will live there forever.
然后我们就在那里永远活着。
And it will have no similarity to our life here.
跟我们现在的生活似乎没有任何相似性。
John wrote this in Revelation.
但是约翰在启示录写到这样写道。
I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降。
Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne.
我又听到从神的宝座那里有大声音。
Saying, behold, the dwelling of God is with man.
说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间。
He will dwell with them, and they will be his people.
他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民。
And God himself will be with them as their God.
神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
We believe in the resurrection of the body.
我们信身体复活。
And in life everlasting.
然后一个永恒的生命。
And what I am going to suggest today is that that will be a resurrected life in a resurrected life.
那是一个复活的生命，就是带着一个复活的身体。
With the resurrected Christ.
与复活的基督。
And up to now, up to that point, most people will say, okay, yes, I agree.
如果到那个时候呢，大家都说我同意。
But I am going to suggest today that it will be on a resurrected earth.
但是我今天还要讲，我们是在一个复活的地球上。
I will say again, as I said last week, that what I am going to say about what that will look like, I am not dogmatic about.
就像上一次我提到的，那我今天要讲的这个呢，我并不是说就是专断，觉得这是教条式的，一定是这样的。
I don't find anywhere in scripture that it writes out for us, this is exactly what your eternal life will look like.
因为在圣经里边没有找到经文说，就写得很清楚说，这就是你在永生里一定会这样的一个描述。
But I do think that it gives us many hints.
但是我的确觉得圣经给了我们很多暗示。
And so while I am not, if someone disagrees with this, I don't feel like that is heresy at all.
如果有人跟我的看法不同，或者不同意我的想法，我不会说觉得那个是异端。
But this is at least what I at this point understand that I think scripture shows us.
这是我迄今为止觉得圣经向我们所启示的。
If this were a college class, I would spend a little time giving the background of why I think this is true.
如果我们是在那个大学的课上呢，我会花一点时间给大家讲说我为什么觉得是这样子的背景。
For the sake of the Sunday school class, I'm just going to say it in two brief things.
因为是主日学，所以我就简短的讲两点。
Number one is, I think it's true because I think God's purpose for the earth is not defeated.
第一点呢，我觉得神为这个地球的目的没有被击碎，没有被破坏，没有就是溃败了。
It seems to me that many Christians since the 19th century,
自从十九世纪开始。
That says God is going to give up on his creation.
大概这种教义就是说神会就放弃了这个地球，这样的一种说法是从十九世纪开始的。
He's going to take his people away.
他会把他的百姓提走，带走。
And he's going to destroy everything else.
然后神就会把所有别的东西都给毁灭掉。
The first reason I find that problematic is it suggests that Satan to some degree wins in the end.
然后呢，我之所以觉得这种说法是有问题的，就是这种说法从某种方面来，就是好像认为是撒旦最终是有些赢了，在某方面部分的赢了。
God is forced to give up his original creation plan.
神被迫要放弃这个已经败坏的地球。
I'm going to give you three reasons. The second reason is that teaching is new.
我会给大家三个观点，三个理由。第二个观点就是说，这种说法呢，其实是一种新的说法。
For 1800 years, the church taught something different.
说有1800年之久，教会的教导其实不是这样的。
And I respect greatly the teaching of the early church over later teaching.
我对初期早期教会的教导有很非常的尊重，那我对他们的这种看重呢，胜过对就是近期几个世纪的这个教会的教导。
The third reason that I think this is the teaching of scripture is where I ended last time.
第三点呢，就是我上一次结束的时候所讲的这些经文。
All through scripture, God's way of working is to restore what fails, not to destroy and replace it.
然后呢，你可以从整本圣经可以看到，神的计划是重建这个已经被破坏的，而不是毁掉，就是放弃他所创建的，从用别的东西来代替。
We are redeemed, we are regenerated in the new birth, we are not replaced.
我们是被救赎，我们是被更新，然后呢，我们是有一个新生，但是我们却没有被替代。
And so I want to pick up that idea today, starting there.
所以我今天就从这一点开始。
God's model all through scripture is not destruction, but restoration.
神在整本圣经中所显示的这个模式不是一个就是一个毁坏，而是这个重建。
I think this is strange to us because we live in a throwaway society.
对我们来讲，这个观点呢是挺不寻常的，因为我们现在所生活的世界就是东西不用了、旧了就扔掉的一个时代。
No one still has an iPhone 1.
没有人还有第一代的那个 iPhone。
When your iPhone starts to have trouble, you go get another one.
当你的这个苹果手机一旦有了毛病，你就再去换一部新手机。
We assume that everything gets thrown away and replaced.
所以呢，我们就已经假设认为说，所有的东西坏了就把它扔掉，然后再换一个新的。
But if you are old enough, or if you have talked to your grandparents,
如果你年纪够大，或者是你的祖父母教你，
they believed in restoring what was old.
他们相信的是把这个旧的东西把它重新修好，把它重新弄好。
They replaced a part, they replaced something in a vehicle, and they kept the car running for years and years and years.
他们比如说就把车上的一个零部件给换了，然后让这个车又能跑好多年。
Their world was one where you did not throw away.
他们生活的那个世界不是你就把东西就这样扔掉。
Go back to scripture.
让我们回到经文里来看。
When Adam and Eve fall,
当亚当夏娃犯罪之后，
God does not destroy the world.
神不是就是把这个世界就毁灭了，
and start over.
然后重新开始。
Instead, he redeems them through provides a system of sacrifice.
神呢就是通过一个献祭的祭牲的系统救赎了他们。
Even in Genesis, when it says the world had become so sinful that God was sorry he made the world.
即使在创世纪第六章，就是这个世界变得这么邪恶，神心里忧伤，后悔造人在地上。
He still did not destroy it.
神仍然没有毁灭这个地球。
He sent the flood.
神就是用了大洪水，拆了大洪水。
And the flood cleansed or purged the earth for a new start.
然后呢，神这个洪水呢，就是洁净了或者炼净了这个大地，要有一个新的开始。
And it seems to me that the language of Revelation is that God will accomplish his original purpose for Eden in a restored city.
我看启示录的这个语言的描述，就是觉得是神是在重新恢复了一个他在伊甸园本来对伊甸园的计划，在一个新天新地里边。
Over and over, that's how God works.
你可以看到不断的，这是神工作的模式。
Satan attacks what God creates.
撒旦攻击神所造的。
But God does not give up his purpose.
但是神不会就是放弃他原先的那个目的。
This morning in my personal devotions, I was reading in Revelation.
今天早晨我灵修的时候我在读启示录。
Chapters 19 and 20.
我读的是19章20章。
A day when Satan will be defeated forever.
然后就是撒旦是永远的就是被击败了。
He will destroy, 1 John says, he will destroy the works of Satan.
First, 约翰一书讲到神会败坏撒旦的工作。
And Revelation, it seems to me, shows that he's going to deliver our world from its bondage to Satan.
然后呢，启示录让我展示，就是神把这个本来在世界在撒旦的这个捆绑之下，神把这个救赎出来，拯救出来。
One writer said this.
有一位作者这样说。
Christ did not die simply to make the best of a bad situation.
基督死亡死去不是为了在一个很糟糕的境况让他就是尽量的使他好一些。
He died so that mankind, earth, and the universe itself could be renewed to proclaim God's glory forever.
他的代死是为了让我们让地球让整个宇宙可以重新被更新来歌颂神的荣耀。
When we do something and it fails, we call it plan B.
如果我们做什么事情呢这个计划失败了我们就会换这个计划二计划 B.
Plan A did not work, let's try plan B.
如果第一个计划不成功，那我们就试第二个计划。
God doesn't have a plan B.
但是神没有第二个计划。
From the beginning, he sees the whole situation.
从起初，神就看到了整个的一切，整个的历史。
And he will accomplish his perfect plan.
他会成就他完美的计划。
Last week I met with someone who has their life is completely twisted.
我上个星期跟一个人生活，他的生活整个就是混乱，很混乱。
I've been meeting with them for a few months now.
我已经跟他们见面有几个月了。
And to be honest with you,My goal and their goal is, let's make the best of something that cannot be fixed.
然后呢，坦白的讲，他们的计划跟我的计划就是说，已经是挺糟糕的情况，让我们尽量的，让它好一些。
So many relationships have been broken by their sin.
因为他们的罪，有很多的关系受到破坏。
So many people have been hurt that they will never put everything back together.
有这么多人受伤害，他们永远不能说再把这些情况变回到原来的情况。
And the best I can do is, let's fix what we can fix.
所以呢，我最好能做的就是说，我们能解决什么，能修复什么就做什么。But
I am very happy that God does not have the limitations I have.
但是我很高兴神不像我这样受限。
God does not look at our world and the sin in our world and say, well, let me make the best of a bad situation.
神不是看到我们的世界，我们的整个世界的罪说 OK, 让我就是尽量的挽回现在这种情况。
He says, I believe, I'm going to accomplish the plan I had from the beginning.
我相信神说我要成就我从起初就有的计划。
I think we see this in Colossians.
我觉得在哥罗西书我们就能看到这些。
In Colossians 1, Paul is talking about what God has done through Jesus Christ.
哥罗西一章讲到神通过基督耶稣所成就的。
There's a long paragraph in Colossians 1.
在哥罗西一书有一个很长的篇幅段落。
And at the beginning of that paragraph, verse 13 and 14, he talks about our personal redemption.
在第十三、十四节他这个篇幅开始的时候他讲到我们个人的救赎。
He has delivered us, you and me, from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved son.
他救了我们，就是包括你和我脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
In whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
That is our personal salvation.
那个就是我们个人的救恩。
And that's wonderful.
那个很棒。
That says you and me as individuals can be saved and spend eternity with Jesus Christ.
你和我作为个人可以得救，永远和耶稣基督在一起。
But then Paul says something more.
接着保罗又说了一些更多的
Verse 19 For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
And through him, through Christ, to reconcile to himself all things.
借着他在十字架所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有。
Whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross.
无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
That is a bigger scope than personal.
那个范围就更广，不是单单在我们个人身上。
He is saying, I am going to reconcile everything back to what it was supposed to be.
神说我会让所有的万事、万有都回到原来他本来应该成就的那个样子。
If God said, all right, I'm going to take my people and I'm going to take them out of the earth.
如果神说我要把我的子民、把我的百姓从这个地球上都取走。
Part one would be accomplished.
那第一部分呢？计划的第一部分成就了。
My personal redemption. I would be now redeemed.
就是我个人的这个救赎，我现在已经被得救了。
But part two would not be accomplished.
但是第二部分就没有被成就。
All things would not be reconciled to God.
万有没有和与神和好。
And so I believe that God will do at the end of time what he did in Genesis.
所以我觉得神在末了的时候会做他在创世纪所做的。
Think for a moment about two boats.
想一下有两艘船。
One is the Titanic.
一艘船是泰坦尼克号。
The Titanic is sinking.
这泰坦尼克号就沉船了。
And lifeboats rescue as many people as possible.
然后那个救生艇呢，就能抢救多少人就抢救多少人。
But the boat still sinks. The ship still sinks.
这个船最后还是沉了。
The other is the ark.
但另外一个船呢是挪亚方舟。
God rescues Noah and his family.
神拯救了挪亚和他的家人。
He takes them away and keeps them safe.
他把他们取走也让他们安全，保守他们的平安。
While he cleanses the sinful world with a flood.
在他用这个洪水来洁净这个有罪的世界的时候。
And then this is the key that I want you to see.
然后这个是我想大家明白的关键之处。
He then brings Noah back to live in a cleansed, renewed, restored world.
然后呢，他之后呢，又把诺亚带回到这个洁净的、更新的这样一个世界来生活。
I think that is the picture we see in Revelation 21.
我觉得那个就是我们所看到的、启示录第二十一章的图片。
We've already seen that God is taking his people away.
我们已经看到神把他的百姓取走。
But then in Revelation 21, it says, I saw the city coming down from heaven.
然后在21章说，我看到一个新天新地，就是从天上降下来。
And it seems to me that the new heaven, the new earth, is restored.To this earth.
然后我就觉得说这个新的地呢其实是在这个地上 现在的这个地上被重建。
God takes his people away.
神首先是把他的百姓带走。
He cleanses the earth this time with fire.
然后神这次是用火来洁净地。
Now, part of our challenge, I think, is what we understand about fire.
对我们来讲这个问题就是我们对火的理解是
We almost always think of fire as destroying something.
我们想到火就觉得火总是在毁坏什么东西。
But when you read through scripture, fire sometimes destroys.
我们如果通读圣经你会看到有的时候呢火是毁坏的烧毁的。
But very often,Fire cleanses, it purges, it purifies.
但是经常的火也是洁净，它把它炼净。
It seems to me that here is the big picture from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22.
对我来讲，这个大的图片从创世纪到启示录就是。
Let me give you a summary of the Bible here in 5 minutes.
我想给圣经做一个五分钟的总结。
Genesis 1, God creates a good world. He saw it was very good.
第一，在创世纪，神创造了一个美好的世界，神说它非常的好。
Genesis 2, he puts Adam and Eve to supervise this world. To take
创世纪第二章，神让亚当跟夏娃来看管地球，来照料地球。
To take care of as his representatives.
就作为神的代表来管理地球。
Genesis 3, Adam and Eve are terrible stewards.
但是第三章，创世纪第三章，亚当夏娃是很糟糕的管家。
Instead of preserving and caring for his world, they bring sin into his world and corrupt it.
然后呢本来是应该照顾真的是保持他的这个世界亚当跟夏娃带来了罪把这个世界都败坏了。
At that point,
在那个时刻
if God's plan is to destroy the world and start over,
如果神的计划是就是毁掉地球重新开始
he can do that at Genesis 3.
他在创世纪第三章就可以这么做。
But he doesn't.
但是神没有那样做。
Because God will not allow Satan to win.
因为神不会允许撒旦赢。
He provides a system of sacrifices.
然后神就提供了一套献祭系统。
All through the Old Testament, those sacrifices are pointing to the cross.
在旧约里这个所有的这一切献祭其实都是指向十字架
Because to accomplish God's purpose
因为如果要成就神的计划
is going to require the sacrifice of his son
需要他的儿子献祭献上自己为祭
We have the sacrifices
我们有这个献祭。
We have the coming of Christ.
我们有要来的基督。
We have his death and resurrection.
我们有基督的受死和复活。
And then, and I want you to understand the excitement of this.
然后我非常想让大家了解这个多么令人兴奋。
The church becomes part of this great restoration plan.
神教会就成为这个伟大的这个重建计划的一部分。
Adam and Eve had been there to care for the world and they failed.
本来亚当跟夏娃要照料管理这个地球的，但是他们失败了。
God has now sent his son to provide a way of restoration.
然后呢，神差遣他的儿子为我们提供了一条重建、重复兴的之路。
But someone has to take that news to all the nations.
但是需要有人把这个好消息带到全世界。
And here's why I say this is so amazing.
所以我说这个为什么这么令人惊奇呢？
Do you remember what a lousy job man and woman did the first time?
你记不记得就是第一次这个男人跟女人所做的这个很差劲的工作？
God trust us again.
但是神再一次的来信任我们。
Can I say to you who are parents?
作为父母，我想对我们当中做父母的说。
God gives us here a wonderful picture of what a parent is supposed to be like.
神给我们作为父母应该是怎么样的一个很好的一个解释，一个图片。
Many times when our children fail, we say, well, I can't trust you anymore.
很多时候当我们孩子就是跌倒失败的时候，我们会说，我不能再相信你了。
I have met people who were 50 years old.
我碰到有些人都已经50岁了。
Whose parents were still reminding them of something they did wrong when they were 8.
父母还在提醒他们8岁的时候所做的错事。
If God worked like those parents,
如果神是像那样的那些父母那样工作，
there would be no church.
那就不会有教会了。
After the resurrection,
就是耶稣复活之后，
God would have said, now I tried using people before and it didn't work.
然后神会说我以前想用这个人但是不行，行不通。
I'm not going to use them this time.
我这次不会再用人了。
But God doesn't do that.
但是神不是这样做的。
Instead, he gives the church the privilege to be part of this restoration project.
但是神这次给教会这个特权，这个权益，让教会成为神就是修复恢复的计划的一部分。
2,000 years later,
这过了2000年，
the plan is still in process.
这个计划还在进行当中。
Romans 8 says the whole creation is still waiting to be set free.
罗马书第八章说，这个万有都还是在一同劳苦叹息，等着被赎的日子。
And I believe that what Revelation shows us,
我觉得启示录向我们展现了，
is that just as a day came when the earth was cleansed with water.
就像是地球有一天神用这个洪水来洁净地球。
A day is coming when the earth will be cleansed by fire.
有一天地球也会有一天是被火来洁净。
And we will live in a new earth.
我们会住在一个新的地球上。
A restored earth.
是一个被恢复的被修复的地球。
Second Peter says a earth in which righteousness dwells.
然后就是彼得后书说这是一个有义居在其中的地。
And so our earth will become new.
所以我们的地球会成为新的。
All of the effects of sin will be wiped away.
这个所有这个罪的侵蚀都会被除去。
And we will dwell in the Garden of Eden that God intended from the beginning.
我们会再次住在神从起初就就计划好的这个伊甸园里。
Scripture, it seems to me, starts this trajectory.
然后我觉得教会是这样的一个路线。
It starts in a good earth.
这个整个经文是这样的一个说世界是这样一个路线。刚开始的时候是一个很美好的地球。
It continues through the effects of sin.
然后呢继续的在罪的侵蚀感染之下。
But then God someday cleanses the world by fire and renews the earth to what he intended it to be.
然后有一天呢神会用火来洁净这个地球让它成为它原来就创造的这个样子。
And that's the shape of the Apostles' Creed.
这个就是我们所讲到的这个使徒行信经的整个的一个走向。一个抛这样一个 U 字形的走向。
God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
第一个他说我信上帝创造天地的主。全能的父。
Through the life, death and resurrection of Jesus.
然后经过耶稣的这个受死埋葬复活。
And it ends with the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting.
最后结束的就是我信身体复活我信永生。
I think it's the last volume of Chronicles of Narnia.
我觉得这是在纳尼亚传奇里面的最后一本书里面。
Jewel the Unicorn.
就是 Jude 这个独角兽。
Sees heaven.
他就看到天堂。
And she says something wonderful.
他说一些很棒，他说他看到非常美好的事情。
And before I read what she said, I want to give you this background.
在我读她讲的这些话之前，我先给一个背景。
C.S. Lewis here was very deliberately trying to teach what he believes Revelation teaches us.
然后这个作者路易斯呢，他在这里就是有意的要在这里讲他认为这个启示录所讲的。
And so if Jewel the Unicorn looks into heaven,
所以呢这个 Jewel 的这个独角兽就往天上看。
And if C.S. Lewis had believed like many Christians today,
如果路易斯像他所相信的跟今天很多基督徒相信的是一样的话，
Jewel would have said this,
那这个独角兽会这么说 ,Jude 会这么说。
Ah, I am so glad to be gone from Narnia.
我很高兴我离开了纳尼亚这个国度。
I am finally delivered.
我最终被拯救了被解救出来了。
And heaven is nothing like Narnia.
然后这个天堂跟纳尼亚看着一点都不像。
Everything is different.
每样事情都不同。
But that's not what she says.
那是却不是这个她所说的。
Listen to what she says.
你听她怎么讲的。
I have come home.
我回家了。
I belong here.
我就属于这儿。
This is the land I have been looking for all my life.
这是我整个一生都在寻求的地方。
And then listen to this.
你听她这么讲。
The reason we loved the old Narnia.
我们之所以就是爱这个旧的这个纳尼亚。
Is that it sometimes looked a little like this.
是因为它有时候有它最终呢它会像这个。
Lewis is saying this.
路易斯所教导的是这样的。
When we see heaven,
当我们看到天堂的时候,
we're not going to say, oh, there's nothing here I recognize.
我们不会说,哎呀,这边所有的东西我都认不出来。
We're going to say,
我们会说,
now I understand why I was so lonely to be here.
然后呢, to be here, 我就知道说我为什么在这里
觉得很 why I was so hungry to come here, so anxious to come here.
OK, 我现在知道我为什么这么着急的想要到这里来。
Because on earth, I saw little bits of this.
因为在地上我看到了一点点这个天堂的这样子的景象。
There's a song that we sing at Christmas.
有一首我们在圣诞节唱的歌曲。
It actually wasn't written as a Christmas song.
它本来是不是是为圣诞节写的。
It was written about the second coming.
它是其实在讲第二次的再来。
But we sing it at Christmas, that's okay.
但是我们在圣诞节唱也没关系。
Joy to the world.
就是普世欢腾。
Revelation 21 says this.
启示录第二十二章这样说。
He will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
他会擦掉我们一切的眼泪。
And death shall be no more.
然后不再有死亡。
Neither shall there be mourning nor crying nor pain anymore.
也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛。
For the former things have passed away.
因为以前的事都过去了。
Joy to the world says this.
普世欢腾这样说。
No more let sin and sorrows grow.
罪恶忧伤不在
nor thorns infest the ground.
Sorry, let me find this one. 也不再有荆棘，所有被咒诅的土地。
And here's the phrase that I want you to hear.
我想听到的，我希望你看到的是这一句。
He comes to make his blessings known.
他让全地他让全地欢腾。
Far as the curse is found.
Which stanza?
I think it's
stanza three. Yeah. 罪恶忧愁不容再长，仕途荆棘消亡，化咒为恩，无远福达。
His blessings will reach as far as the curse reached.
到处都是主的恩泽流长。
In other words,
换句话就是说
whatever sin has polluted, God will cleanse.
不管说罪所污染的神都会把它洁净。
If redemption does not reach as far as the curse has reached,
如果救赎如果神的救赎没有说真的是清洁洁净这个所有罪所触及的地方那神就失败了他是这样说 Let me, 这里无限祝福漫过一切咒诅
I told you this morning in devotions Revelation 19 and 20
今天早晨我的灵修是启示录的十九二十章
The final defeat of Satan.
是撒旦最后的失败。
I have been reading, apart from the Bible, I have been reading the history of the American Civil War.
然后除了读圣经之外,我还在读美国的这个内战历史。
And after one of the great battles,
在一个很大的战役之后,
The North won the battle.
然后是北方赢了。
But barely.
但是就是很艰难的赢的。
And the writer said that as the soldiers headed home.
但是当这个士兵们回家的时候。
Some of them said, we won.
然后有些人就说我们赢了。
But it feels like we lost.
但是感觉上是我们输了。
At the end of Revelation 20,
在启示录二十章结束的时候，
God does not say,
神没有说，
we won,
我们赢了。
But it feels like we lost.
但是感觉上好像我们输了。
He doesn't say to Satan,
神没有对撒旦说，
You defeated my plan for the earth.
你击败了我对地球的这个计划。
I had to give up on that.
我必须要放弃那个。
But at least you lost.
但是至少你输了。
It doesn't say that.
神不是这样说的。
God binds Satan and casts him into the lake of fire.
神把撒旦捆绑，把他扔在硫磺火湖里。
He is defeated forever.
撒旦是永远的被击败了。
And God says to Satan.
然后神对撒旦说，
You lost.
你败了，你输了。
Now that part is my words, not the Bible.
哦，那是我自己的解释，不是圣经上的话。
You lost.
你失败了。
You tried to rebel against me in heaven, and you lost.
你在天上想要背叛我，你失败了。
You tried to destroy mankind.
你想要毁灭人类。
And you lost. They're with
me forever.
And you tried to destroy my good world. My good
你也想要毁坏我所创造的美好的世界。
You lost.
你也失败了。
Look, Satan.
所以撒旦，你看看。
I'm burning it with fire.
我用火来烧这个地球。
Not to destroy it.
不是要毁灭它。
But to cleanse every last remainder of any remembrance of who you were and what you did.
而是把任何一点，就是说他们记得说你是谁，还有你做的这一切的痕迹都给它清洁掉。
Satan, everything you did, I'm burning up.
撒旦，你所做的每件事情我都把它烧掉了。
And when it's done,
当这个完成的时候，
What will be there will be the good earth I created.
那剩下的是什么？那个，当我做完的时候，烧完的时候，就是我所创造的这个美好的世界。
Now let me wrap up with why this matter is important to us.
为什么这个对我们很重要呢？
Because you might say, so what?
你可能会说，那又怎么样呢？
All this is just theory about revelation.
这些都是关于启示录的理论。
So let me wrap up with why it matters.
让我最后总结的时候说为什么这个这么重要。
Because of what God is going to do.
因为神所要做的。
We gain a new perspective on life.
我们就会对生命有一个新的看法角度。
We don't have to fear death.
我们不需要恐惧死亡。
Because we believe in the resurrection of the dead.
因为我们相信死人复活。
If you ever visit Rome,
如果你曾经去过罗马，
look for where the dead people are buried.
你去看那个死人埋葬的地方。
And you'll see something very interesting.
你会看到一个很有趣的现象。
The pagan dead.
这个外邦人死了。不信主。
Are buried outside the city, far from the living.
然后呢，他们就被埋在远离城市的地方，离活人很远。
Pagans, unbelievers wanted the dead far from them.
然后呢，
这个不信主的人呢，这些外邦人他就想让这些死人离他们越远越好。
But then when you go in the churches, the ancient churches,
但如果你去到这个古老的这个教堂里边去，
you go down into the crypt, the basement beneath the church.
然后呢，你就去到这个最下边，就是在这个地下室的还要往下。
And there are the graves.
然后他们的那个坟墓就在那个地那个地下教堂地下。
The Christians were not afraid to have the dead near them.
这个基督徒不怕有这个死人就在离他们很近就在他们中间。
Because they knew someday we will be reunited.
因为他们知道有一天我们会重团聚。
They had no fear.
他们没有这种害怕。
It gives us a new perspective on the troubles of our world and the troubles of our life.
这让我们对我们现在世界的这些困这些艰难和我们自己生命中的艰难有个新的角度和看法。
2 years ago on Easter Sunday,
两年之前的复活节，
suicide bombers attacked Christian churches in Sri Lanka.
在斯里兰卡有一个自杀性的一个炸弹攻击了那儿的教会。
That day they killed more than 200 Christians on one Easter Sunday.
在一个复活节的主日的早晨，他们杀害了200个基督徒。
2 years later,
又过了两年。
Easter Sunday this year, 2021,
2021年的复活节。
Every church was open again.
然后每一间教会又开放了。
Why?
为什么?
They believe in the resurrection of the body.
因为他们相信身体复活。
They believe in the life everlasting.
因为他们相信永生。
And so they do not have to be afraid.
所以我们不必害怕。
The other thing that this says to me is this.
另外一点对我所讲的就是。
And this to me is very important for Christians.
对我来讲，我觉得这一点对基督徒很重要。
Because of what I have said to you about the future.
因为我对你们所讲到的未来。
Christians should be the most optimistic people in the world.
基督徒应该是这个世界上最乐观的人群。
I was in the universities, attending university in the 1980s.
我在80年代上大学。
And I still remember discussions in the university.
我仍然记得在大学里面的那些讨论。
There were 3 theories about how the world was going to end.
那时候有三种世界如何结束的理论。
There was the theory that perhaps it was going to become colder and colder and an ice age was going to destroy the earth.
一种就是说这个地球会越来越冷越来越冷最后这个冰季就会毁灭整个地球。
More common.
然后另外一个更普遍的就是
The world was going to become warmer and warmer until it destroyed the earth.
就是地球会变暖，越来越暖，越来越暖，最后会毁灭整个地球。
And the most common in the 80s was that there was going to be nuclear war that would destroy the earth.
然后呢，在80年代有一个最普遍的观点，就是说会有这个核大战，最后毁灭地球。
40 years later,
这现在过了40年。
It is very sad to me.
对我来讲是很令人难过的，就是
that Christians have taken on the pessimism that my unbelieving friends at the university used to have.
就是我这些不信主的大学的这些同学，他们所有的这个悲观主义，现在基督徒也都是开始接纳了这种观点。
And now it seems to me that Christians often are the most pessimistic people in our world.
现在好像经常是基督徒好像是这个世界上最悲观的人群。
We should not feel that way.
我们不应该这样子来这样子来想
yes,
这样来
there are many, many problems.
是的世界上有很多问题。
Our leaders are leading us in wrong ways many times.
很多时候我们的这个国家领导人把我们带向一个错误的方向。
Our culture is breaking the world that God created.
然后我们的文化呢是在真的是违背神所创造的这个次序。
But let me finish with some very good news for you.
但是呢让我结束的时候告诉你一些很好的消息。
This week,
这个星期,
when you watch the news,
当你读到新闻的时候,
and when you see that some leader has done something that is breaking God's world,
当你看到真的是有些国家的领导人做的一些事情是违背破坏神所创造的世界的时候,
instead of getting angry,
不是说去生气,
instead of jumping on WeChat or Facebook and writing a rant,
不是说到那个社交网站上去发牢骚,
read or see what they did,
然后就看到他们所做的, 读到他们所做的,
and then just say this,
这样说, 你这样说,
yes, you're breaking our world,
是的, 你在破坏我们的世界,
but someday my father is going to fix that,
但有一天我的爸爸会把这一切都修好,
he's going to make it right,
他会让一切都好起来,
So I don't have to be angry, I don't have to be upset, I don't have to be fearful.
所以我不需要生气，我不需要心烦意乱，我不需要害怕。
My father is going to fix it.
因为我的父亲有一天会把这一切都弄修复好，都弄好。
Meanwhile, I should do everything I can
但是在同时
to preserve the good in our world.
但同时我要尽我一切的所能去让这个世界保守这个世界的美好。
But,
但是
when sin wins,
当罪看得赢的时候得胜的时候
I should remember that it's temporary.
让我要记住他们的胜利不过是暂时的。
Because ultimately, God is going to accomplish his purpose.
因为最终神会成就他的旨意。
And to me, that's why the happiest, most optimistic people in the world should be Christians.
所以我就觉得基督徒应该是世界上最幸福、最乐观的人群。
If I'm an unbeliever,
如果我是一个不信主的人
and my plans fail,
我的计划都失败了。
This is all there is.
所以你就说那就这样了，这就是结束了。
This is the best life I will ever have.
这就是我能有的最好的生活。
But if I'm a Christian,
但是如果我是基督徒
and my plans fail,
如果我的计划失败了
this is the worst life I will ever have.
这个也不过就是我能所有的最糟糕的生命和生活
It's going to get better from here.
现在是最糟糕了，那从这儿开始就会好转。
And that should give me a wonderful, wonderful optimism.
这应该给我们这个很好的，很激励我们的这样一个乐观。
That's what it means when we say I believe in the resurrection of the body.
这就是当我们说我信身体复活。
And the life everlasting.
我信永生的意思。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, we live in a very pessimistic world.
亲爱的主，我们生活在一个充满悲观的世界。
We're surrounded by negative news.
我们周围充斥了这样的一个负面的新闻跟消息。
We're surrounded by trouble.
我们周围也充满了麻烦。
Would you help us to see the glory of what you have for us?
但是求你帮助我们能看到你为我们所预备的荣耀。
That this world is the worst we will ever have.
这个地上的一切生活就是我们所能有的最糟糕的，我们所会有的最糟糕的生活。
But that someday you are going to restore it to your perfect plan.
但是有一天你会把它恢复成你所有的原来的美好的计划。
And we will have the wonderful privilege to share it with you.
我们有这个很大的、很美好的特权，可以和你同享。
Thank you for that promise.
谢谢你这样的应许。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.